What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Argument. Sometimes we talk. Sometimes we laugh. And other times we cry. But on Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Thank you for tuning in. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we've been doing it for 10 years, and we are currently on tour, and we pretty much talk about anything we feel like it. We really get into it when we on this tour. We enjoying ourselves. I hope the people are enjoying themselves.
And my name is Angel Tanksley. I am also a host of this podcast. I go by That Chick Angel online. I also go by Angel Lakita Moore on television and film. I'm so glad my husband decided to jump in there and tell you all about the tour. Where are we going to next, babe?
We are going to be in L.A. tomorrow night because we are filming this on Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
So on Friday, June 5th, we will be in L.A. And then on the 23rd of June, we will be in Philly.
Yeah.
On the 24th, we will be in D.C.
Yeah.
And we are possibly currently trying to figure something out.
For Washington State.
But we will see. We don't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah. We have a sponsor today, one of our true, tried, faithful, true, yes, all the things. And I actually use them on a monthly basis, and that is Shopify. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But yeah, we're going to jump into this.
And we're going to also tell the people that we are joined every single week by our immediate family. Those are the people that are in our Patreon, and we are talking to them before we talk to them. After we see them on tour, we take pictures and hug it up. And all the good things. You can be a part of that Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. Get in on all the goodness.
We had a bunch of Patreon members who were on stage with us at our show in Atlanta, which was really dope. And some of our like tried and true that be always in our watching us shoot this live. And it was great to have them up on stage, yeah, playing with them on stage. I'm mad because one of our Patreon members hid from us, and I didn't realize that she hid from us until after the show. And that was Ebony.
Oh.
That was Ebony.
Bad heifer.
Ebony came up to me afterwards.
Because silence is loud. When I see people purposely ducking away, I'm coming right to you.
I was like, she came, she tapped, she said, "Hey, Angel." And I'm looking at her. She's like, "It's Ebony." I said, "Now, yeah, had I known," and Ebony did tell us she was going to be there. But, you know, when you're dealing with a bunch of stuff, like if I don't write it down, I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah. I was just like, had I known, had I remembered you were here, would have called you out. She said, "Yeah, I didn't want to remind you." I said, "Oh, yeah, we would have had her tossing back that brown liquor." I would have had her tossing back that liquor. Let's start off with how are you doing?
For the most part, I'm doing okay. I'm gonna be honest right now. Angel don't even know this. I'm right in the moment. I'm kind of filled with just a little bit of rage and anger.
Oh no.
And I'm gonna get this out at the beginning so we could just move on to something else. Cause I know y'all gonna talk about it. Oh, here's the thing.
Oh,
this is my question. How is it that everybody, pretty much everybody in this country, whether you love him or hate him, can pretty much admit at this point that Donald Trump is a petty, but you still got a strong community of people that believe that refuse to believe that about Michael Jackson?
Okay. Pedophile.
Yeah.
When you said a petty, I was like a petty person. That's what I was thinking.
A pedophile. I just read, it was like a couple of things that went past my news feed, and we just watched the documentary again, and like Angel was saying, this ain't even as bad as the one from back in the day.
So if you just to put a little context, because we watched, because it's an assignment for Here's the Thing, I watched the Netflix documentary on Michael Jackson called The Verdict.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
And the only thing, me being who I am, me being a father, me being a uncle, me being a friend, I'm like, this hearing these type of things, it truly enrages me. Definitely, what you talking about?
I need tissue. Keep going.
definitely about the person in office right now. But even from way back in the day when these allegations first came out, I said, after the first one, I'm already side-eyeing you, but you got multiple accounts of the same thing. I don't give a damn what y'all say about that weird-looking man. He did that bullshit, and anybody defending him can go straight to hell with him. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's where I'm at right now. You asked me how I was feeling. Only difference between the two was one gave us some good music.
That's what Marcus was like. How come people are okay to like now believe that about Trump and not about Michael? I said because Michael could dance and he gave us music.
He gave us Thrilling Butterflies. I get it, but I don't.
Somebody said, wait, who are we talking about, Michael or Trump? We're talking about Marcus.
Why does it matter?
Well, because it was confusing the way you brought it. I'm telling you, Marcus is specifically talking about Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
he was just bringing in a comparison of how we are able to now be.
Because if you had, I'm directing this toward the black folk. You can mention Trump and say, oh no, that man, that's so disgusting. He did this, he did that. But what about Michael? Oh, no, well, they said, you know, the people was out for, get out of here. Ain't that many damn families and that many kids going to be able to tell the same story.
I think it is hard. It's always, it's common pattern. I feel like in the black community, we will always cape for black men. That's how you get pastors that get away with so many things. Stepdads, uncles, we will cape for black men.
Because they'll come up with the excuse, well, you know, just don't y'all go in there with Uncle So and So. Y'all just don't be by yourselves with him. No, fix the problem.
Yeah,
and
I think we still, I don't know if it's romanticized or just have this unrealistic way in which we paint a predator that they have to be a certain way in order for it to be true.
Right.
You can't, they believe
they want to be this mean, vile, obvious. Like most of them are just like that. Very kind and sweet and nice. Mm-mm. They like that on purpose. They blend in with the environment. That's what predators do. There is not a single predator that is loud in its own environment when it's hunting.
Period.
All of them blend in with the surrounding environment. They're designed that way by nature.
I definitely think that if people were to watch it's a two-edged sword. I think people believe that predators are very, how can I put it? I feel like people see predators a certain way and they believe victims have to act a certain way. And if a victim doesn't act a certain way, they're like, you're not a victim. And if a predator doesn't act a certain way, it means that there's no way you could have done certain things. Where there are way more nuances. There can be victims who are actual victims that are also going to take advantage of certain situations. And there can be predators that on one side have done so many great things, but also have done some horrific things. And I think people have a really hard time marrying the two, especially if it's someone they hold in high regard.
Definitely. Yeah, like Michelle just said, Michael's very different from Trump. Trump didn't visit sick children. Even if he had a bad side, he saw the good. In my opinion, that's what makes it worse.
That's a part of it.
That's what makes it worse.
That's a part of it. And as someone who's had a family of people who have been victims of SA, molestation, it's a gamut of stuff that has happened to people in my family, when hearing about certain things that were proven, like this is not like, these are things that are actually proven. it points to there was children that were exposed to, touched, or dealt with by that man in a way that is illegal.
Yeah.
And I think people just have a very hard time, and they try to put it on racism. They try to pin it. Racism is alive and true. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there were probably some very racist things done to that man during the process of his trial, of his accusations, all that. I'm not denying any of that. But also, pedophile. But also, definitely.
You're saying what was proven?
What was proven was that...
The voices of them kids saying the same shit over and over.
No, what was proven, they asked what was in his house. They said there was a suitcase full of pornography with mm-hmm. children's pornography. There was books with naked images of children. All of that was found in his house, in his room.
Yeah. He said, and this is what he did. He gave me the book, the suitcase, the black suitcase full of pornography. And he described all of these things. And then they went and looked in his man's house and was like, yep, yep, yep.
So even if they said, even if people tried to recant of him touching him, or then say after the fact, actually he did and I lied, the fact that this is in your room...
The fact that you said on national television that you sleeping in the bed with these kids, the hell with everything else. I don't give a damn what's proven and what's not.
Right.
You said out of your own damn mouth.
He did. Out of his own mouth.
The hell with all the other bullshit. Kiss my ass. Go to hell. Burn there.
Yeah.
Anybody defending that, man, leave.
I think.
I'm sorry. This is where I was. I was like, oh, I ain't going to be able to fight past this.
I do think I don't know why there is a need for people to defend what is so obvious.
Yeah, don't you dare try to look down on people defending Trump if you can sit there and defend that shit.
I literally said, this is what I had texted.
You know better than MAGA.
I texted Kevin. He said, I said to him, there is no other circumstance in the universe where people would think a man sleeping with children that weren't his own over decades, who had pornography featuring underage people, was just a man who didn't have a childhood and not a fucking pervert. A magical, talented pervert. That is...
Here's the thing. In the pornography, it was nude beaches with sons and fathers. That was specifically what they found.
So there was, it's insane. It is really insane. And I think, again, I think people feel like it has to be this binary thing. Oh, I absolutely think a lot of these parents were out here for a money grab. But I also think their children were molested.
Absolutely.
I think both.
It definitely sounded like some of these parents were pimping out their children to him. That don't make him innocent.
Right. It was definitely.
Yes, they were in it for the money. But guess what? He still did this.
Yeah.
Whoo, shit. All right.
I see.
Outside of that.
That was... I'm shocked that was what you were. I was like, what?
I was flipping through and I saw something about, you know, the documentary gets backlash. And I'm like, what you mean backlash? It's biased and all this and that. They even had his attorney, to me, made him sound even more guilty.
Yeah.
Anyway, other than that, we on tour. I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it.
Bring your voice back down. Your voice is still up from being.
I know. Let me get there.
I know. I'm letting you know that your voice is still.
That's where I was in the moment, y'all. That's where y'all caught me as we was getting ready. I accidentally opened up my news cycle.
Listen, Nisha, I had already thought that he was a pedophile. Be honest. My mouth dropped to the floor when I heard about the suitcase.
Yeah, I was shocked about the suitcase.
I just knew that because he was acquitted, that there was going to be things that they said the children said existed that did not exist.
Oh, no. The reason, only reason I thought, oh, go ahead.
And so when the stuff did exist, I was like, what? Also at the same time, not realizing how persuaded by the media we were when all this was happening. I quite recall and remember them saying that a young boy had described Michael's body, and they said he did not describe it accurately. In this documentary, one of the female police officers who were involved was like, after they took pictures of Michael, they realized the boy's description did match, and they wanted to file criminal charges against him. The young boy asked for them not to, because he was not going to be willing to testify, which if you don't have a victim, and the victim is the only witness to the act, then there's really no case. I remember being told that his description and the pictures didn't match up. And I'm realizing, oh, this was a PR spin.
Absolutely.
For
me, like the first time the allegation came around, it was just like, it could have been like a whole money thing. After multiple, I was like, from the beginning, I'm like, no, he definitely been doing that. Yeah, that was one of Angel's friends. She got mad. She was ready to storm out our house. I was like, I don't care. Who was that chick? He was like, you ain't going to talk about Michael.
I don't recall this at all.
One of your close friends.
Somebody
you know. I was like, well, you can kick rocks. Because. But yeah.
Let me turn the boat around. I didn't know you were going to do it. I was like, I turn the stern. Only I gotta already talk about it for half an episode tomorrow.
I ain't gonna be able to get it off my chest nowhere, damn it.
Jesus. You should have just came in over to the, here's the thing, and been like, give me 5 minutes.
There, Marcus. Don't do this, Marcus.
I'll be like,
this is not your podcast, Marcus. Go ahead, turn it around.
Are you sure? No, you're okay?
Saying, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm saying
that's what you would have did, definitely.
If I would have known you had to get this off of your chest, is what I'm saying.
I didn't before I had saw that shit. Then I just I didn't before I saw people angry at the documentary because they say it's biased, and I'm
did you just look that up recently?
No, I didn't look. It came past my news feed, babe.
Oh, I'm asking.
Yeah, I said why?
Oh, I did not hear that.
Yeah,
so
I said it came past my news feed. I'm like, what do you mean backlash? Just because that's what flipped me on the side of why the hell y'all still defending this bullshit.
Okay. Well, I am excited that summer is finally here. I have felt like maybe I could get some more things done, more content. I don't know. I could be lying to myself. Truly believe, hold on, Portia Renee, so does one of our twins. One of our twins wrote a whole paper on him.
Oh, yeah.
Loves that man. But I tell them all the time, he was a monster. Just very talented.
Yeah.
But this man was a monster and did a lot of inappropriate things to young boys.
Ain't nobody ever taken away O.J. Simpson's football. Legacy, yeah.
Okay, I was like, I don't know.
I couldn't think of it. I still love the Cosby Show.
Okay, so what I was saying, I love that it's summertime. I don't know how much we're actually going to get to do this summer. There's so many things I want to be able to do for my kids, all the things, but I also got to remember we got to pay tuition. I know there are bills that are about to be staring at us, and so I don't really know how I can do all the things. Marcus is going to go as his Father's Day gift. He's going to go see Jay-Z perform at Yankee Stadium. We'll be dropping off Lil Marcus in Atlanta. I got to get all three kids, all the other kids, excuse me, to Kentucky. Then what the hell are they doing there? Are they just sitting in their grandmother's house?
They can clean up their basement. They can do some yard work. They can go down at night.
So just trying to figure out what the hell this summer looks like. I did get my first acting coach to agree to do an acting intensive with little Marcus during the summer when he's in Kentucky. So I'm hype about that. I would love for him to get a job so he can make some money. But it's just like, while the summer is long, it also feels short as hell. Like all the things I want to get done with my children, or for my children, for myself, I'm like, how the hell?
They summer be packed full. Like, because they got, so usually when we go, they usually go to camps.
Yeah.
And, you know, we take them there, they go into camps. So that keeps them busy all day, every day. Then the weekends, they usually doing stuff. They ain't never just sitting around, because mama's always ripping and running or got them over somebody's house.
Yeah.
Then by the time they come back, they still ain't no that much time to relax.
Right.
And then they back in school.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then obviously we were like, oh, we want to try to go to Martha's Vineyard before Marcus goes off to college, because we won't have him for real next summer. Martha's Vineyard is $1 trillion.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm trying to see, like,
everybody going to Martha's Vineyard might be better off just finding an island to buy.
I know, all the money.
And curate some grapes and shit and harvest some grapes on it.
So I'm trying to see what I can get hired to do out there. And then also,
it's,
I got to remember,
cause argument going to Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah. When I said, oh, I could do my one woman show out there, Marcus said, oh, we could do our show. I was like, you just gonna jump on.
Going nothing. We got bills to pay, damn it.
You think my show ain't gonna pay a bill?
Yeah, but it two shows for one. Shit, better the deal. Always excluding me.
How do you? Sometimes I do think you think that.
You.
I'd be like, how the hell you get over here? He's like, yeah.
You be at Martha's Vineyard in 3 weeks?
Listen, and that Portia Renee said, Martha's Vineyard is for the rich blacks, and it's showing us that we are not the rich blacks.
Nah.
You hear me? I'm not one of the rich blacks. So trying to figure out how I'm going to get my whole family. And because, see, this is the thing. I do include them. I'm trying to get my whole family there. Not just myself. My husband. My children.
That's because it was already originally. It was gonna. I didn't know it was ever a family trip. I remember when y'all was talking about it last year, it was sounded like couples. Because they used like, oh, we can go during Greek week. And I'm like, I don't want to go during Greek week.
But that's when we going this year, if we go.
And then I was just, so when you said the whole family, I just realized that like recently.
No, I've always wanted it to be the whole family. When we were in, when it was a thing of, oh, somebody was letting go of their house, and I was like, oh, maybe me and my sons can go during that week. And you were like, I don't have no desire to be there during that week. Well, I mean, that's the week we would be going. So hopefully you'll find a way to enjoy yourself. But I just don't know how we getting over the. We'll see. We might just be here. It might not happen. And that's okay. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, the way you like kind of just went into yourself, I was like, okay, what happened? What did I do? But no, I hear my friends who have gone have all gone with their children. That's one reason why I wanted for our children to go. Rhonda has gone. This will be her third or fourth year. Shania goes all the time. So hopefully. We'll see. Anyways, let's go into our Tanksley Pride story, because we're definitely not doing In My Feelings.
I already did it.
Listen, you did one feeling. That's the reason why I said yeah.
I'm good with that.
Listen, we not going any further. I feel like I've told y'all this story so many times. This is me and Marcus celebrating our 10 years doing podcasting. There were so many things that we didn't realize we were going to get ourselves into when we started podcasting, like starting our own businesses. And again, just like we didn't know what we were doing starting podcasting, we didn't know what we were doing starting our own e-commerce businesses. We just knew that was something that we really wanted to do. We wanted to have a product that we put out to the world that we hoped made people feel better or just was something that they really wanted. Well, thank goodness we have Shopify. Shopify is our preferred platform where we host our businesses. And when you have a partner like Shopify at your side, all those fears and hesitations won't get in your way of launching your business and getting that cha-ching. Okay, listen, you can accelerate your efficiency whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. And listen, and what if you get stuck? Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. You can tackle all those important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. No need to save multiple websites or try to figure out what platform is hosting the tool that you need. Everything is all in one place, making your life easier and your business operations smoother. It's time to turn those what ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/argue. Go to shopify.com/argue. That's shopify.com/argue. Cha-ching. All right. Tanksley Pride. Go ahead. This is where we talk about one, two, three, four, however many of our children that we have four boys, Amar, Kai, Sai, and little Marcus. I'm going to tell my Tanksley Pride story about my son, little Marcus. So Marcus is going to the prom again. We have something out here called the Black Prom that is thrown by my good friend, Shania, and another one of my sorors, Ebony. Shania's organization, Black in the Valley and Zawadi Cultural Collective. They've done this. I think this is their third year of doing this Black Prom. It's for all Black high schoolers in the Valley. And it's done in the summer. And last year, Marcus had a good time. We made him go. He had to dress in all black. And, you know, they finally got out on the dance floor, was dancing. Well, one of my friends homeschools her children. And her daughter doesn't get a lot of the traditional high school experiences. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't get a prom. She doesn't get to do, just a lot of the things that are traditional milestones for a high schooler. And so she really wanted to go to the prom with a date. So the mother hits me up and was like, me and my husband, the first person we thought of that we wanted to see if they wouldn't mind taking our daughter to this event as their date was your son, Marcus. Would he mind? And they were like, you know, we'll handle everything. We'll do all the things, da 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 da. And I said, well, let me talk to him and see how he feels, because he don't know this girl. He knows her younger brother because they were in a mentorship program together. He's met the dad before, but he don't really know. He's probably even met the mom before, but he don't know these people. So I had to talk to him about it. First thing his dad says to him is what?
I don't know what I say.
His dad said, we're going to have to start charging these people.
Oh, yeah. Because they benefiting from our hard work. Everybody want their daughter. Oh, you know, your son seems really nice. Will you think he'll take my daughter here? Pay up.
You see?
Yeah.
Just talked about these families.
Pay up.
Pimping out their kids.
I know ain't nothing happening. This is of the same age. It's two teenagers going somewhere. This ain't no grown ass man. Pay up. You go. They are surrounded by a bunch of little YNs, bunch of little thugs and hoodlums. Now you want this little young boy over here that's got his shit together. You want to take your daughter out because you know he's a polite. You know what I'm saying? He's been brought up right, come from good stock.
Good stock.
Pay up.
So he was reluctant at first just because he's shy, and he was just like, I don't know if I want to be responsible for someone. And I was like, what does that look like? You know, I said, and I explained to him, I said, it's more about the milestones, babe. They want somebody to, you know, bring their daughter a corsage, somebody to take pictures with her. You take pictures with at the prom. I was like, when a line dance song comes on, you invite her up to the dance floor, because he loves to do the line dances. He's like his daddy in that way. He got some of his favorite line dances. He gonna get out there and do them. And I said, so you just invite her out to the dance floor. I said, it's not a whole lot. I said, and then you introduce her to your friends, right? So he thought on it, and he was like, okay, I'll do it. So what was great was that at his culmination of the mentorship group that he's in, that he just graduated out of, the Popcorn Gate group, she was there. And so I went over first and I spoke to the family. Like I said, I know the mom and dad. The kids kind of know me. And I was like, hey, I was like, okay, he rented his tuxedo. Mm-hmm. He's going to be ready. I said, we saw what your dress is going to look like. I said, you're about to be so gorgeous, yada, yada, yada. So once little Marcus was available, I was like, go over there and say hello to the young lady and her parents. And he walked over there. Mm-hmm. He tapped on the shoulder and said hey to her. And then, you know, shook the mama's hand and the dad's hand. They've been texting.
Yeah. I told him, I said, man, I watched you walk over here. You ain't even do it right. He was like, what? I suppose you walk over and rub your hands together, lick your lips. And he just shook his head. Like, why would I do it?
So, yeah, he's definitely, I think, I was like, so does she seem cool? He was like, nah, she seems cool. So I think he's a little less like nervous about it. He was like, luckily, it was so funny. I was like, her being shy makes you feel a little bit more outgoing. He said, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He was like, but luckily none of my friends are shy. So once I introduce her to them, she'll have people to be able to talk to besides him. So I think he's getting more happy and excited about it. They doing a whole car service thing. Yeah. I said, so, you know, I was like, this is what I said. This is what I asked him. I said, so we're going to drive up to their house for the send off party, and they doing it up. They really are. Yeah. I said, and then they getting a Escalade, a black Escalade that's going to pick y'all up and take you all to the prom. I said, do you want me to keep your car at their house? Or do you want us to drive the car to the prom and leave it there so that afterwards you can just leave and come home? Or do you want to go all the way back to her house and then drive home from there? He was like, she really wants to go to In-N-Out afterwards, so I'll go with her. And I said, okay.
True gentleman. This is how you end up going to six proms, Marcus.
I know. I said, you really being like your dad now.
I went to six.
I said, you already.
I was a good young man.
You done already racked up two.
I was seeking out them. Two of them I got asked to ask somebody. He was like, would you ask her to go? I'm like, yeah, she cute. I ask. The mother four, I was like, girl, let's hit this prom up. Your mama liked me.
You just thought you would have fun at other people's proms.
Oh, I did.
No, I'm saying that's why you wanted to go. You just thought you would.
No, not really. It was more so of what car am I going to get to drive?
Mm.
And other than that, the ones I got asked to go to, it was just like, yeah, I'll go. It ain't gonna make no difference to me.
Yeah. Oh, I just found out. I don't know if he know.
He know?
Yeah.
What?
The young lady that he took to homecoming, she now has a boyfriend.
Homecoming. Oh.
Yeah. I just found that out today.
No.
And I was like, he's at a birthday party. I went to text him and be like, did you know your friend got a man? But I didn't. I'll tell him when I see him when we get home.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm in a great space with little Marcus right now that I am just enjoying, and I'm going to weep when this space goes away. But maybe God will make it so that this space even deepens even more. Like,
no, he ain't turning into me. He's so far from me at that age.
Thank God.
Thank God. He's so far from me.
I was like, God, give me a chance. If I would have ended up with you or a Pete.
Yeah, Pete, that's That's not even, the Kai ain't even getting there. That's,
but still.
Kai might be a little worse version of me. He ain't going to be nowhere near me.
But had, I don't know, Marcus.
Yeah, I know. Pete's my brother. We call him Pete. That ain't even his name. Yeah, that's my older brother. Lord Jesus.
Had I ended up with one of y'all as my first, the way I would only have a strand of hair left at the front of my head. I'm just so grateful that my DNA is roaming through that boy to help suppress.
I was good, too. I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that bad.
I'm not saying you were that bad. It still would have given me heart palpitations. Thank God. Okay, what's your Tanksley Pride story?
I know I should have went first because mine was going to be a little. I ain't talked to the other kids. It's just been a hug here and there. Let me tell you about Amar. I've been meaning to tell you this. You ain't even heard this story.
Oh, Lord.
He's so devious when it comes to his brothers. Let me tell y'all what he did. So I'm sitting there. This is one of them random occasions where they all just wanted to be around me for some reason. I'm downstairs watching TV on the computer doing stuff. And they just all kind of just congregated. I don't know, you were out somewhere. They just all kind of congregated to the living room doing their different things. And I'm just kind of sitting there watching them interact. So I noticed Amar just hopping back and forth between Cy and Kai messing with them. And then he goes off, does his own thing. Then he'll come back, mess with them a little bit. So at one point in time, he's setting up this little station. We got in our living room, we got this big love seat and like a big ottoman in front of it. So he's kind of built just kind of a little bit of a fort, right? And he's doing stuff over there. And he's kind of getting their attention. Like, he's setting them up to make them curious of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there watching TV. And all of a sudden, I can hear Amar do this long, quiet fart. Right there in the little cubby. Then he gets up and walks off. He was like, God, I found what you've been looking for under the couch. He said, I can't reach it, though. Kai's like, what? He said, it's the thing you've been looking for under the couch. So Kai goes over and lays down where Marge just farted, looks under the couch. Then Kai jumps up real fast. He just looks at him like, I know you want to be like, you punk bastard. Put his face all in his fart. Did he like set that up on purpose?
He is devious.
It was the best setup because he just sat there watching with this grin on his face like, yeah.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, man.
He loves me so much. I love him so much. He tells me the sweetest things. I wish he was telling you a lot of the sweet things.
No, he don't
things.
Tell me nothing.
He do. He be like, I miss you so much, Mommy. I just love you so much. I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. I'm surprised. The as much as the twins love to talk, me and them, while you were knocked out, or maybe you were awake. Actually, you might not have been downstairs. We had the best conversation about.
I heard mostly, of course, Kai talking. But I heard y'all talking when I was like up moving around and stuff.
Excuse me. About middle school. About their thoughts. They were like, which math are we going to be in? And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, are we going to be in honors math? I was like, well, you all scored really high on all of y'all's math tests, so I don't see why they wouldn't put y'all in honors math. And I said, yeah, y'all could do AP classes when you get to high school. And they were just like, okay. I said, what was I asking them that was making them crack up? They're excited. They also don't know. I said, y'all going to be going to class by yourself. You going to have to find the next class by yourself. I said, are y'all going to get lost? So I was like, no. I can't even believe it. I'm like, middle school? What I also can't believe is because I know they're about to have a growth spurt over this summer that's going to piss me off.
Yeah.
They're not going to catch up to me, but they're going to be on my heels by the end of this summer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be ready to smack them in their mouth. Smack them in their mouth. It's just not even.
Yeah, they're going to spike.
Again, they're going to stink even more than they do now. This might be what I do for a part of the summer, especially if we don't really get to travel, is redo their room and throw away most of that shit in there.
All that stuff got to go. Have you been in it? Did you go in there today?
No, I haven't been upstairs.
Oh, they, because they didn't do their laundry because they ain't headed to a, because it ain't Friday. They don't think they're supposed to do their laundry.
Yeah.
And it's still thrown all over the place. You know, we left. Yeah. So they didn't finish. So I walked up there and I just wanted to glance in that room and I almost had a stroke. I was like, oh, because they got to do all that laundry and all them uniforms got to go.
I know.
Clean them and whatever pants ain't tore up, put them to the side that are marking where those. Right. And all that stuff got to go. But they got to clean it first because we're going to donate that stuff. In that room, all them people, them birthdays come around and people get all them toys and stuff that they don't touch or they touch once.
Yeah. Now we going through it. That room is about to look real sparse after we going to get rid of them desks that they refuse to do homework at. I'd be like, why won't y'all do y'all's homework upstairs?
Because they're full of stuff.
Just it's desk like,
it ain't COVID no more. Ain't nobody doing nothing at this desk.
No, I had a desk when I was in school.
Sonny had one. I didn't have one.
Yeah, and that's where I would do my homework. Where our kids refuse. They are like, we're doing it at this kitchen counter, and that's it. There's no other place. Okay, topic real quick. We started this topic in the car. Marcus and I both are thoroughly loving this tour.
Yeah.
It is.
First of all, it feel like y'all gaslighting us. Because in Chicago and Atlanta, we was like, are y'all having a good time? Everybody, yeah. I'm like, stop lying. Just be honest. Like, is this actually a good time? Yeah.
It feels very much so like, are y'all for real? Like, or because we know we have a loving audience. So we, while I know y'all will tell us the truth, but for the most part, y'all are going to support us as long as we stay good people. Y'all going to be like, we go give it a whirl. But it felt like,
no, y'all definitely supposed to have a good time. It just
felt like y'all were really rocking and rolling.
Yeah, like y'all almost having a better time than me, which I find hard to believe because I'm having a real good time. Yes.
So Marcus, I was saying to him, I wonder what we can do to give you the same joy that you have on the road here when we shoot this podcast.
Oh, yeah. She said me not push record. Let me tell that story real quick. So,
on the road.
I wanted to get, I got this little nano camera that I've been, like, while we on tour, I've been pressing record while we, like, getting on the plane, loading up the luggage and all that, just so I can put together, like, a quick clip. So, I was like, I want to get the audience at least one time. So, I was like, before we go out on Atlanta, I'm going to hit record and get us coming out and, like, record, like, the first 10 minutes. So, we get up there, and right after we open and introduce, and I was like, I forgot to press record. I was like, Angel, we got to do it again.
I said, what? Because at first he wasn't going to wear it. He was like, because then I got to figure out when I take it off. And I was like, you'll take it off one of the times you go off stage. Like, Marcus leaves the stage multiple times on the show.
It was just like the podcast. Just forgot to press record.
Jesus.
Anyway, go ahead.
Thanks for these technical difficulties. I was saying I would love to come up with a way for you to enjoy, bring some of the joy that you get from the live show to us filming.
Yeah.
So we were having that conversation because obviously Marcus does get some like joy from interacting with you all. And obviously we can't have that live element. We can't have, people in here, or maybe that's what it is. Maybe we have to start having small little live audiences.
Yeah. But yes, cause it's like, y'all know I'm not, the most talk, like, well, some of y'all don't know, but for the most part, I'm not the most talkative person. So a lot of times, even like with the talking with Tank and getting on here, it is work for me to get on here and keep this conversation going. Cause like, I could just sit and listen to you, just, oh, for real. That's crazy. Like, So I do be working hard. So Angel's just saying that she sees a joy from interacting with y'all and being on stage and being that personable interaction that we have. She was like, what element can we bring to the studio version of the podcast to bring that same joy?
Because I was telling him, because he was like, what about you? What would bring you more joy? And I was like, just you enjoying yourself more. Because as y'all know, from all the many podcasts I've done, I can run my mouth. I was doing Facebook Lives every single day of the pandemic and having a effing blast. And there was no one else actually saying words back to me. So I know I can run my mouth and have a good time, especially if there's a topic that really gets me going, right? And I don't know what that is. Because Marcus said, when I get on here and I start talking, you be like,
all right, you're talking. You've been talking a long time.
Well, because, and I said,
you want me to shut the hell up or talk?
And that's because it's not, we're, a lot of times we're not, it's not a
conversation. Know your place and let me talk.
It's because we're not conversing. It's more so like a brain dump, right? Which is a little different than what I'm referring to. So trying to figure out what that thing is that's going to have him bring that sparkle here for him.
Yeah. He said maybe live topics for segments from the Patreon, like Wednesdays, like the Wednesday chats.
Well,
I do be talking. I mean, that's still work, but I do be talking about, that's more of a what's it called, evergreen thing, because I am talking about either what's happening right now or what I'm doing in the moment or whatever's on the latest in the news. And I'm just giving my, you know, talk with y'all or opinion with that, which, probably this coming Wednesday, we definitely going to talk about that Jay-Z freestyle.
I don't know why that wasn't what you brought up.
Because that's just, that's joy. That thing pissed, my ears was hot.
I know.
When I saw that shit, I was like, oh my God.
But woo. you gotta come back.
I'm back, man. I'm here.
That's what I thought you would have talked about. So when you said rage, I was like,
no,
huh?
I was hot. Just thinking about it. Anyway, so yeah, we was trying to figure that out. Or we're just talking about what scenarios we could do.
Because being that running Marcus's mouth is not typically, like, it's not that Marcus don't ever have conversations. He does. But like just talking for the sake of talking is not one of Marcus's things. I can do that with ease.
Angel does. This ain't even like shade or a lie or anything. Angel can have 2-hour conversations probably 6 times a day.
Yeah.
Nonstop conversations.
12 hours of talking.
Like she's actually done it. Like, oh, this so-and-so calling after 2-hour conversation.
Here, I ain't done no 6 2-hour conversations, but I've had like 3 1-hour conversations in one day and have podcasted that same day.
All right, so it's 5 hours of talking.
I mean, that's different than 12. I'm just saying, just to make it a little bit more.
Yeah, so she can just talk and talk and talk, where I'm just like, and again, when it's stuff like, when it's things that I'm interested in, yeah, I can sit there and bounce back and forth and talk. That's what I was talking to Amon about, because we can sit and talk and laugh and act a fool. And I'm like, I could just edit him down a little bit and this would be great.
I don't listen. When you said this, so I was like, well, I didn't get a chance to really, because that day I feel like you had been drinking and I couldn't hear you that well when you were talking, when you were telling me about it. I was like, you thought Greg was saying some things that was wild. What?
Oh no, he ain't as bad as.
Yes, he is.
No, he ain't.
In the little bit of time that I have spent, I'm like,
oh man.
I'm like, oh, you really want to play with kerosene?
That dude is unhinged.
Oh yes, Jay mentioned. She said, I watched a cameo someone posted in Patreon chat Angel did for a birthday and baby was talking. Yes, I can do those. Those cameos, I typically give people a 3-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. And I know most people's cameos be like 15 seconds that they give people. I'm like, oh, for $75, you're going to get this talk. I'm going to talk to you. Okay. Gonna ask you about your life. You can't even respond to me because
Angel's
it's a one-way video.
I'm gonna start getting there because the message don't went too long.
But they gonna get that message. So, excuse me. So yeah, I think it is there. I know there's a solution. I just need my creative mind, your creative mind, to like sit on it. Because also what I love, this is the other thing, you don't take nothing too serious when we're on this tour. Like, you take nothing seriously. It is, everything is like, I don't know how to put it.
Huh? I said, for what do you mean?
Like, even when somebody says something dumb as hell, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not serious.
We asked one question, and one dude, I went over to him to talk. He said, nah, don't ask me that today. Don't ask. I said, I'm going to read the room and keep moving. Because I was like, I don't know what done happened with them, but we not about to agitate that.
Whereas then on here, we watch a clip of somebody saying something on the internet. It, I don't want to say rouse you up like you're seriously like, ah, but it does provoke more of an emotional reaction from you when somebody says something stupid that we're watching.
Well, usually somebody saying something stupid they were watching, it's stupid enough to go viral. It's rarely you meet people in public that say some shit that damn stupid.
I mean, I feel as though we have, especially in Chicago, them men were saying some things where it was just
I'm like, y'all making us look real bad. Right,
y'all
now
are idiots. But like, it was just for you, it was just like, go on ahead and dig yourself a hole.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like, it's something about when you're interacting with the people that it really doesn't matter what's thrown at you. It's all good. And I'm like, that's also what makes it feel like it is just you. It's like watching you bounce on clouds. It is. So I don't know. I wish I could figure out what that is, because I almost think we could talk about anything in the live segment, no matter how crazy, and your approach is just going to be quick-witted.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I love an unrehearsed like live reaction, or giving a real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to bounce off people, like in the moment.
Yes,
that's just entertaining for me. I think that's where the joy that you're seeing.
Right, and for some reason, it's harder for you to bounce off of me. That's what I do
now. I know you too well. I can almost expect like as much as you come. A lot of times you come from a point of view and look at things in a way that most people do not think to. They'd be like, dang, I didn't think about that. You right. Like when y'all was talking, but you told me that y'all was talking about Kevin Hart and him defending the thing. And you were just like, y'all talking about a man that done cheated on both his wives. Like, wasn't nobody thinking about that.
Yeah.
But that stuff, I'm so used to you coming with that type of thing. Like, I almost know your reaction to where it's when it's somebody I have never held a conversation with. Like, because me, like, even for work, that's why I was so good doing job interviews. This is like, so what y'all got? This is the battle of the wits. But it's easy for me to bounce back and forth. I don't know. Hell, I'm just spitballing.
I know. We're trying to figure it out, because also, like, we, because I've hosted so many different podcasts in my life, even with Brescia, what I know about all the other ones that I've done is that women, like when we called you out about cars and you responded with shut the hell up or F y'all, that was a genuine response. Yeah, yes.
And I meant it.
But like with my other podcast, I can be silly without evoking the other hosts to being like, where when I'm silly with you, you look at me like,
because that's the only move time they on. Get it is for that hour. I get it all day, every day.
I'm very serious at home.
Shut up. Except during the podcast that you on with me. That's the only time I don't get it.
With you because I'm not talking to you? Because
you ain't at the house. I mean, y'all, it is 9. That's what I'm going to start using that camera for. Because if it's already on, if you press the button, it'll record instantly. I'm just going to start getting, I'm going to make so much money off you. Just look at this idiot. Act the fool.
So we got to figure out a way for you to feel like you can banter.
Figure out a way
that you can banter with me, and I can also be
We banter all the time, though. It just ain't here.
Yeah, I'm not talking about what we do not here.
We
got
to figure out how to bring that here.
For an hour. Bantering.
Yeah, that's usually. Well, we got to extend it. We got to extend that four times. We usually banter about 15 minutes.
Shit, it'd be like 5 minutes.
But the shit be hilarious.
Yes.
We both be cracking each other the hell up.
But yeah, we got to five times 12. Like,
all right, play.
Exactly. So we got to figure out a way to extend that 12 times over.
Yeah, we can do that.
So just got to figure out where because Marcus don't be tired after the shows. I could tell the Atlanta one, he was ready to keep going. And I was like, nigga, we are over time. Bleep that out. We are over time.
I got so much I got to bleep out. You talking about, I got to put this up today. And what's crazy is after we film this, I'll be ready for a nap.
And so you get it.
I can do two shows back to back. Live shows. Easy. Y'all? Let's go grab some food.
That's what I'm like, it is a completely different, like, human being.
Right, moving forward. This is going to cause an argument. Live only. You're going to pull an audience. Audiences of six.
It'll be like Watch What Happens Live on Bravo TV.
I don't know what you're talking about.
With Andy Cohen, the you remember they did a sketch of him on SNL. They kept making him adorable.
Yeah,
his is almost like a goddamn podcast. He always has one of the members of one of the reality TV shows that Bravo produces, and there's like a bartender guest, and then there's a like a small live studio audience. We never see them, but I don't think it's more than like six people.
Yeah, it's y'all. Y'all give me the energy.
So that would make you an extrovert. See, you're an amniovert, like I thought. You're an amniovert.
Shut up.
You're not just an introverted person, because Marcus becomes that guy.
And this is why.
What? What's why? What's why? Yeah. Where you at?
I'm trying to get up out of here because it's hot. I am burning up. Y'all ain't no AC on. I got these thick-ass sweatpants on. Mm-hmm. I know I'm shiny.
No.
Oh.
You're not. You're not shining.
I'm damp.
Well. But then it would be L.A. Boo. All right,
y'all.
I'll
get you on there. Inky baited this damn seat.
Kiana Potter. We can't use the same format as the live show because the live show is almost completely audience interaction.
Yeah, pretty much. We got a few story times, but other than that.
I just want to go on the record to say, and I know y'all remember this.
Marcus is always right. Thank y'all for tuning in.
He didn't want to do
next time
more audience. He didn't want to do more audience interaction, and he is eating it up. Loving it. I told him that's what we should do.
You did.
And I'm glad we did.
I had to convince her that we should do the tour again.
I just knew we needed a new format. I thought our tour last year was great, but I knew that it needed to be a lot of the pieces of our format from the last time we toured were super special, but also required specific technical things. So I was like, okay, if we don't do video when it opens us up to more venues, but also like, okay, what's the new sketch with the kids? Because that was such a fun part, but I would have to write a whole new sketch
and edit and do all that crap. But yeah, no, it's a good time.
Yeah, so we just gotta Ebony said, well, this format is good. And again, I love that Marcus is getting a chance to like fire off his funny jokes reacting to the people.
Yeah, I have to use this. I think it's as far back as I know is my granny. This gift of wit.
Yeah. No, you do. You're very funny.
And I wasn't saying funny. I'm just like.
You fast on your feet when it comes to responding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Well, you guys, we hope that you come to see us on tour. If you already came, thank you so much. There was a young lady who had wanted a picture with me yesterday in Atlanta. And I told her, I was like, oh, you're going to have to wait because we were let me explain this real quick and then we'll let y'all go. So we have meet and greet for VIP ticket holders before the show. That comes at an extra cost. Those people get one-on-one time with us. We talk to them for a little bit. We take photos.
Yeah, yeah, we yeah, do be like, oh, it ain't just like, hey, take a picture and walk out. We be having conversations.
So at the end of the show, we always go to our merch table to help sell merch. Well, in Chicago, the way it was set up, I couldn't get behind the merch table. So people felt real comfortable just coming up and asking for a picture. Well, to me, and then trying to hold a conversation, to me, that does a disservice to the people who paid extra for a VIP meet and greet because they paid money for that time. And so now people are trying to get that time after the show for free. So what I typically do, one reason why we're out there selling out behind the merch table is also to help sell merch. So I've had this policy since I toured with Kevin the first time that, oh, if you want to do a picture, you got to buy one of these shirts. Okay. Because that's the only way to make it fair that other people who paid for a VIP experience that didn't even get a shirt. Okay. Yeah.
They were just standing there waiting.
That if y'all want a photo, come buy this damn merch, please. So, but I was specific. I said a shirt. This young lady had bought a keychain and was like, can I get a photo? And I was like, oh, you're going to have to wait. Because she wasn't actually in the line. She'd already bought it. And I was going to take the photo with her. But I was just like, girl, there are people standing in front of me buying these t-shirts. I would like to service them first. And then she disappeared and I felt bad. Because I still would have did a picture with her. Like, for sure. But just, I hope y'all understand that the reason why we do that is because we want to honor the people who paid for the VIP ticket, that put that money in just so they can have one-on-one time with us, and that we're not just giving it away for free at the end of the show. Because that just feels like, well, why the hell y'all do it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It was nice meeting your baby. So I, unless you one of my people, and my people know who they are. That's when I really be knowing you by name. Then that's different. All right, so we hope that you come to the show. You can go to my link tree at linktr.ee/thatchickangel, and you'll see the rest of the tour tickets. We hope you come out. We will have our t-shirts on sale online here soon. So if you didn't get to come to a tour and you wanted to support, our t-shirts will be available on Shop Mama Likes here very soon. Thank you to our sponsor, Shopify. Give them check them out, because that's the platform that we actually use to sell our merch, is Shopify. Anything else, baby?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Oh yeah, Shay, you already know. You ain't got to wait in nobody's line. You better walk right up to me and give me a hug. That's what I expect. All right, y'all. I don't think that's it. Yeah, because Chicago did us dirty. Chicago, they bought two shirts. And we took 30 pictures. 38
pictures off in there.
I said, we didn't get it by no shirt.
They didn't even take the cut.
Yeah, because it was that bad.
They get a cut of the merch. You know, they want to see it. And they was like, oh, no, y'all keep it.
They were like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's not even worth us taking it from you. Yeah. So anyways, God bless you, God keep you, and we talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.